Type thing because 50 years ago,
I met Ken Shepard and his wife and Danny Forrest, and I'd already known Dick for some time. The gospel is a simple thing and should be presented simply, and I understood it when I was an 8-year-old boy, and I didn't do much with it. And then in the summer of 1965, I was supposed to go to a concert in Clearwater, Florida. For some reason, the concert got canceled. Now, I was already a Christian, but did nothing, right? So I heard that some friends of mine from church were going to a beach party, which sounded as good as the concert. So I went out there, and there I met a young lady who started talking to me, and I thought, what is this? And she told me about a youth meeting. And when they go to the youth meeting, you heard about the youth camp, and the youth camp, you heard about the college. And I'll never forget it. Her name now is Kay Otto, and her husband was the best man in our wedding. Of course, I might have been the best man there, but you know. But the gospel is so simple, and my father was a 9-year-old boy. He was born over 100 years ago, and he decided to go forward, you know, up the aisle to a church in Clearwater. And the pastor said, and we're not putting down pastors, right? But the pastor said, "Well, John, you came to join the church and get saved, right?" And my dad said, "No, I'm saved. I came to join the church." He could already see that, you know. And so the next one, the pastor says, "Well, what was it that saved you, John?" And he said, "It wasn't what, it was who." And so he didn't get any more questions. After that, they didn't ask him anything else. So I've been thinking, there was a man that I would agree with some of his things and disagree with some. He was from the old colonial days. His name was Benjamin Franklin. And Benjamin Franklin said, "Give me 26 lead soldiers and I will conquer the world." That is an off-the-wall statement. What did he mean? He meant the 26 characters of our English alphabet, the letters A through Z. You arrange them and you've got something called a word. Then you arrange the words and you've got a sentence and then a paragraph and a page. And the printed page has touched many people. So we're now working with a magazine. And the print happens to be on the screen. And that's where people read a lot these days. And so I'm just glad to be working on it. And I thought, besides letting us learn things, we've had, several of y'all have written some just outstanding articles. In the first four issues, we've used 16 different writers and contributors. We got three new ones all set up, counting some people who are here. There's some new ones set up for the next issue. We're halfway through with that. It'll come out the 1st of July, I guess a month from today. And you know, then that will be five issues. And one more issue means we've been at that about a year, because we started it, I guess, late October, early November. But what I want us to do is, I brought you all a tool. This looks like a business card, but it says, and hey, got a lot of them, got some stacked here and some on the back table, take as many as you want. Glimpses of Grace, read our online magazine, go to glimpsesofgrace.org, e-zine. Now, what you do, this is instructions, you're going to have to watch carefully. You put it in your shirt pocket. If you have a shirt that has a pocket, you put it in your pants pocket, in your wallet. You put it in your purse. That's mostly the ladies. But you use it because you have friends and you have relatives and you go to a church and you have a Sunday school class and you might have a men's Bible study. You might have a women's Bible study. And you just share this and you say, "Look, this is a gospel article included. There's testimonies. There's some news items we started using by permission from some mission organizations. I did not know that 6,000 churches had been closed and 6 pastors arrested in Rwanda. But we find out these things, and some things don't make the major media." So take these cards. If you're just going to use them for bookmarks, don't take them. But if you'll take them to hand out to people, just put them in the pocket as you have been shown here. You know, in the early 1900s, there was a ceremony in a southern city. It was the dedication of a monument. Well, there were some aged veterans there. A better word would be old soldiers. And they got to talking about past battles. One older gentleman wanted them to really understand. So he got a stick. And he made some area in the sand. And he started drawing, laying out a map of how the battle was. This unit was here and this unit was there. And he pointed at this one mark he put down there, and he said, "That's where I stood." So where do we stand? Thank you. Learned this year.